Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco is making changes to its policy regarding homeless families starting in October. Phil, what can you tell us about this change?
Well, what we're talking about here is going to allow homeless families to stay in shelters for longer than the 90 days that they have now. Now, there was a move by Mayor London Breed on her way out the door to try to unclog the homeless pipeline, getting people off the streets and then first into, you know, what they call transitional housing, and then from transitional housing into permanent housing. And the idea was to get the pipe going, get the flow going. So the idea was, okay, you would put, let's say, 90-day limit on families staying in shelters. And at the end of that 90 days, they were expected to have a place to go. Well, they don't have a place to go. That's one problem. They just don't have another. That's the next step. The step from moving from transitional housing into an apartment in San Francisco, it's a very expensive one. These families can't afford it. For a while, San Francisco was trying to get them housing outside the city, let's say in Contra Costa County or San Joaquin County, places that are less expensive. But we had a backup. But now came the time, push came to shove time, and the mayor inherited this, and he's got to deal with the optics of it. And Steve, what can be worse than turning a family out of a shelter? I mean, optically, politically, that's terrible, right? That would be bad. Every camera in town would be on that. So they just said, okay, we're going to redo it, and we're going to let people stay longer now that they can stay a second 90 days, maybe even a third one as it goes. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that because we have 318 families on waiting lists to try to get into shelters and not enough room for them. You do something.
I won't ask if all sides are happy with this solution because there's no happy side of homelessness and the shelter situation in San Francisco. Is this an acceptable solution, at least for now?
It's not a solution, okay? It's not a solution. Willie Brown got into a lot of hot water years ago when he publicly said, there's no solution to the homeless problem. You can only manage it. You can't make it go away. And it has increased. And so this is not a solution. What this is what we've seen in San Francisco for decades, is you're just trying to deal with what's in front of you right now. You have a long-term plan. I have to be honest, it's not realistic. It's just not realistic that these people, whether they're in tents or they're in RVs, are going to be able to get off the streets and get in and get a job in the most competitive job market and that makes enough money to pay the highest rents in the country. I mean, it's just not, it doesn't work out, Steve. But what we try to do is send people off, have them start someplace else. So it's not a solution. It's managing it. It's managing it. Now, Lurie's already said that he was going to have 1,500 new beds. Remember that? That was for the mentally ill. That was for the drug addled. That was to get people off the streets. He wasn't able to deliver on that, even with millions of dollars from outside contributions from the private sector. This is a very tough problem. And if you can't solve it, you have to deal with it. And this is one of those first steps where Mayor Lurie is getting, you know, an eyeful. He's finding out what the limits are. And yes, not everybody's happy with it, but that is better than the alternative, which is playing hardball with the most vulnerable people out there, which are borderline homeless families, which are increasing because a number of these people are now, we're seeing, are undocumented families that have been moved here or are moving here for the jobs. And that is going to be a whole new problem on a lot of different scales. And welcome to San Francisco, Mayor Lurie.
No easy answers. Phil, thank you. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again, 7:50. Tomorrow morning.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.